Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin U.S. Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin have introduced bipartisan legislation to rename the Tomahawk Post Office after Einar H. Engman Jr. Engman Jr. was a Korean War veteran from Tomahawk who single-handedly destroyed two enemy machine gun nests near Maltari in 1951 and allowed his squad to secure its objective. Engman was awarded the Medal of Honor citation by President Harry Truman for this service, along with two Purple Hearts, three Bronze Stars, and other recognitions. He was severely wounded in battle. He passed away in September of 2015. The bill introduced by Senators Johnson and Baldwin would officially change the name of the post office in Tomahawk to the Einar Sarge H. Engman Jr. Post Office Building. Wausau Mayor Robert Mielke is still digesting a campaign complaint filed against him by challenger Katie Rosenberg. Mike Leishner explains.
Rosenberg accuses Mielke of using the city's taxpayer-sponsored quarterly newsletter to deliver a message very similar to his campaign kickoff message last September. She calls it the latest in a pattern of behavior that has shown the mayor using city or taxpayer resources to benefit his cause, including photos of that kickoff that were briefly posted to the city's Facebook page and using the backdrop of City Hall to make the announcement. Mielke says he's just received the complaint and is reading through it on his own time before he responds. Mielke does have 15 days to file a response before the State Ethics Commission takes any action.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Merrill hopes to find some hydrant heroes. A good amount of snow this winter has buried some of the hydrants around town. WAOW Television reports the Merrill Fire Department is asking residents to help clear snow from fire hydrants. It's part of a social media campaign they started last year called Hydrant Heroes. John Leskow is a battalion chief with the Merrill Fire Department.
On our Merrill Fire Department Facebook page, you can go on there and see hydrants that need to be cleared if you're willing to come and give the neighborhood a hand.
If you do clear a hydrant, you can then post a picture of the cleared hydrant space in the comments of the original post on the fire department's Facebook page. The fire department said keeping hydrants cleared is critical in making sure they can put out fires quickly.
That fire hydrant might not be in your yard. If it's in a block of the fire hydrant, there's a very good possibility that that's the hydrant we would be utilizing to supply water to our engines to fight a house fire.
There are over 600 fire hydrants in Merrill. And a man in Neenah says his family is headed home after being stuck in China by the coronavirus outbreak. It will still be about 2 weeks before Sam Roth sees his wife and two daughters. They managed to get on a chartered flight to the U.S. after several delays. Once they arrived in the country, they will spend 2 weeks in quarantine at a California Air Force base because of the coronavirus. Then they can return to Wisconsin if they're not infected. And if restaurant customers want a plastic straw in Madison, they're going to have to make a request. The city council has approved a plan to stop waiters and those serving just automatically handing out plastic straws. Supporters of the idea say it will cut down on plastic waste. The ban is in effect for all restaurants, coffee shops, bars, cafes, and the like. The plan was approved at a meeting Tuesday night. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to be mostly sunny with a high near 27. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 4 above. Thursday, sunny with a high near 29. Friday, 30% chance of afternoon snow and cloudy with a high near 23. And Saturday, cloudy, high near 25. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.